Yeah. But no Adobe here.
I don't remember it.
We got some good clay in Stillwater. I built my house right on a bank.
Yeah.
On a clay bank.
I've never been to Stillwater but once.
On your roof, did you have some things built in to carry away the rainwater?
Yes, we had a cistern. And, you know, the water was so hard here that we got a cistern as soon as we put it.
Still is, isn't it?
So.
What did you call these things that took the water away?
Well, they were called troughs to lead the water to the pipes that carried it into the cistern. Mm-hmm. Put right under the eave, you know.
And where did your house have a place on the roof like this where two pieces of the roof met? Do you know what you called this part of the roof?
Well, yes, where the kitchen joined on to the front, there was a drain down each side that way.
And let's see, out in the area around the house, or perhaps adjoining the house, did you have any buildings?
Yes, we had a smokehouse and a cellar, storm cellar.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we stored the fruit, the things that were freezing in the wintertime.
Where did you keep the wood?
Just out in the wood yard at the back. We didn't have any shelter for it.
And how about the tools?
The what?
Tools?
They wasn't much shelter for anything like that. But you know, it was pretty hard to get things in to build and do with. He'd have to go to Vernon and Quanah, Texas, or Canadian City, Texas, to the railroad for a long time after he came here.
Hauling all the wood.
And he'd have to haul everything and guts, you know, from the railroad from there. When the railroad got to Weatherford, we thought they was getting into the backyard. We'd been here 10 years before the railroad reached there.
Huh. Well, I bet that was a big day.
Yes, they had a town lot sale. Here in Sayre that day, and we came in to the town lot Sayre, sale, and we went out and drove by the buggy out to a friend's here in the northwest part of town now. Left the horse and buggy out there. We was afraid she'd get scared at the train, you know. That was the first passenger train that came here. And there's no depot then. And we started home that afternoon after the sale, and Mr. was carrying our youngest son, he was a little fellow then. Just as we crossed the railroad, the train pulled up and started whistling for the passengers, you know, to go back that evening and come up on it. He liked to scare the child to death. He just screamed and cried, and the train whistled and whistled right at us, you know. And it was for weeks and weeks after that he'd play around the door, and then when he'd hear a train whistle and going between here and Elk City, you know, across the prairie, 2 or 3 miles north of our place, he'd run in and hide. It was just scaring him to death when he'd hear the train. You read things like that, it sounds funny, but it was really the truth. Like to scare the child to death.
Oh, I bet. Poor little boys. I bet the little children about 9 or 10, though, who had never seen a train were